Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
I'm coming to you from my, well, what will be a bathroom. It used to be, and now it's been gutted. And we are in the center of a major construction project. We have holes in the floors, pipes sticking out of the walls, some fresh paint coming really soon, and a whole lot more happening. So today I'm talking Operation Renovation. I'm Jolene McNutt, the new Six correspondent here at Army Wife Network. And I am so grateful that you decided to meet me here in this mess. We're working on our third home renovation, and this one is our biggest yet. For the past 2 years, actually almost 3 years now, we've been very slowly checking off projects on this house. And believe it or not, we still have a lot more to go. So how do we get into this? Why do we do it? If you're planning on purchasing a home and not sure if you should pick a fixer-upper when you PCS next, I hope that today's talk just can help you give a little real military life, not reality TV, insight. So should you consider buying a fixer-upper or just skip ahead and buy brand new at your next PCS? Honestly, there are so many things to consider. And so I'm going to begin with a very common, maybe even cliche saying, location, location, location. And I'm going to say it again, location, location, location. It matters. That has held so true for us. Before we even began seriously looking for a house in this community, we looked at the micro real estate markets. We're at Fort Bragg. And for those of you who are familiar with Fort Bragg, it's a giant installation. I am talking huge. And so we know people who live an hour and a half from us on the opposite side of Fort Bragg and still work at Fort Bragg. And so we've kind of looked community by community around Fort Bragg and even eventually subdivision by subdivision. It turns out location absolutely matters. And we do not budge on location once we've decided. We look at things like school ratings, community growth, safety, real estate demand. And then we also think kind of further ahead. If there are military cuts, what will happen to this neighborhood, this town, this community? Will it see a drop in housing demand? So right now we do live significantly further from Fort Bragg simply to ensure that we have a more long-term stable market. Okay, the next thing to consider, your realistic budget. How much will you spend on your mortgage, insurance, property taxes each month? What kind of houses can you really buy in your ideal location? And then think ahead. Who are the people who will likely buy your house in the future? Will it be a family? Will it be a retired couple? Will it be a military family? Those things matter when you're purchasing a house, knowing you're going to sell it in the short term, in the grand scheme of things, future. Not a 30-year mortgage, right? You're thinking, okay, a couple of years at this location. We chose this location because it has a growing military community, but it also has a very strong, very stable vacation and retirement community. So that's kind of the reason we ended up where we are near Fort Bragg. Next, you kind of have to think about too, how much extra money will you set aside to put towards renovations? And in addition to that, who will do the work? You can save a lot of money by DIYing a lot of things. YouTube has been an invaluable resource, for at least for us. But you can also like save some money, you know, by keeping things simple and outsourcing things. Like we always hire a plumber, we hire electricians. When we're talking about skilled services, skilled labor, we do hire for those, but then we do everything else ourselves. And then the last thing to kind of think about is what can you realistically do in like on your own in the estimated time that you're at that duty station? I know this is a lot of questions, and I'm sure I'm not even covering them all, but hopefully it kind of opens up that conversation and that thought process in your mind of things to consider of what you would like to tackle in a house. Okay, finally, before you even purchase a house, know your limits. If you're only going to be at a location for 2 years, and you expect your spouse to be deployed during a large portion of that, maybe you need to choose a house that's a fantastic location, costs a little bit more, but needs some basic TLC, like new paint throughout the house or refinishing the cabinets. Maybe it needs new flooring, or honestly, we have found some fabulous homes that are downright disgusting, like just gross. And so maybe you just need some deep cleaning. Maybe a full kitchen or bathroom remodel might not be in the cards, and that's okay. Choose wisely and within your limits. Okay, now that you've decided to dive in and you've found your dream fixer-upper that fits your PCS lifestyle, make a master list and prioritize based on need and finances. Okay, for this house, the list still is long. We got a smoking hot deal on this place, but we were able to be picky because we were renting at the time for about 7 months before buying. We honestly, this was very unusual, but we were able to look at 60 houses at least, probably more, honestly. I mean, I'm talking in-person houses. We spent weekends at open houses. Our realtor was amazing. If you need a good realtor in the Fort Bragg region, specifically Moore County, I've got a realtor who's incredible. You could work with who's very patient with us. But we were able to be a little picky because we had that that rental agreement giving us some time and space. I know that's not always possible. And so sometimes you just have to pick on, like, you know, you have to balance the time and the ability to buy what you are able to look at in that time. So I get that. That's not a usual case. But we were very picky about our investment in this case. We knew we'd be here for a number of years. And so we knew we could tackle some bigger projects. And we also had, like I said, the time to be a little bit more selective about a house. Sometimes you just don't get that luxury in the military life. So when you go to house hunt, be prepared with those questions already. You and your spouse have already discussed them. You've already kind of covered those things of, like, what can we realistically tackle? What things do we want to approach? How much do we want to spend? So when you show up at a house, you're ready to roll. Okay, side note, some things I would never, ever, ever knowingly buy a house that has a foundation or structural issue. I also try to shy away from water problems. Our last house ended up having an unbelievable structural issue and also a water issue that I would not wish on anyone. Our inspector completely missed this. So don't trust those, you know, the inspectors are there to do an overall look, but they're not going to always get down into the dirt to see really what's going on, or maybe don't even have the experience. And we had a good inspector that came recommended by some good friends. And it's just, we missed it. So I would say there might be a super cheap house on the market as is. Be careful of those and be very wary unless you really have the ability to address those issues. On the flip side, ugly flooring, completely filthy, dated bathrooms and kitchens, hideous paint colors, landscaping ugliness. These are just some little things. I know they are big things, but they're small things. They're things that you can truly tackle. Once you've created that master list, let's go back here, of projects and prioritized it based on need and money, you can start in on the projects. In this house, our downstairs is an exposed basement, and we had the carpeting. It happened to have to be removed before we moved in due to water damage. Look at that here. I'm going against my own advice. So we ended up tiling the entire basement level, and it took months. We tackled it first because we knew we could live in the space unfinished. We have our whole upstairs that we primarily live in with our main floor. It was painfully slow. We had to move furniture multiple times, but it was the one project that we knew would take the longest, but would also offer a solid payback because, you know, most buyers prefer some type of flooring over concrete when they purchase a house. So we just bit the bullet on that one. Since then, we've tackled many other projects, both large and small. We divided our laundry room in half so we could add a powder room on one side and extra storage and a utility sink on the other. Like I said, we hired a plumber for the utility sink, and then we had to have the plumber add a new sink faucets and change where the old utility sink was, change that into a toilet hookup. So we hired plumbers for that. It was worth it because we did all the other work. And so we spent a little on that area, but we know it's done correctly and to code. We've also added a mini drop zone. We put in a giant retaining wall and poured concrete steps and a small patio by ourselves. That almost caused a divorce. But now I know what pouring concrete's all about, so I can do it again, hopefully without wanting to divorce my husband. We have painted literally every single room in this house, with the exception of this bathroom, which is happening in the next week, and my bedroom, so our master bedroom. We've also painted trim boards. We've cleaned and scrubbed miles of grout, miles of baseboards, windows, pressure washed our deck, fixed a flow issue to remove some rainwater away from the house. Remember I told you the carpet had to be removed? And we still, believe it or not, have more projects in this house. We just take these projects one bite at a time. And a lot of people have asked us, like, how do you decide what to do next? So we prioritize our projects based on a couple things: available funds, available time, and honestly, sometimes motivation. Our mini drop zone, we built in a free weekend at the end of this past November. We did do a little advanced planning. We sketched it all out and had all the materials purchased, but we built it in less than a weekend. And then I painted it over the course of a few evenings. The retaining wall took months, and we just chipped away at it a little at a time, a few hours after work, or a Saturday after Saturday after Saturday. Our powder room, we put in this whole new powder room. That stalled out because of a rapid and extremely unexpected deployment. This bathroom could have been bumped up much earlier because, guess what? There's a water issue. It's like the water issues follow us. So that's one that we haven't been using the shower for, well, what will be a shower back in there very soon. We couldn't use the shower because it was leaking into our master closet. And so our master closet also has some new things that need to be freshened up on it. But we pushed this project back simply because the cost, we knew it was going to be extremely high. And we wanted to make sure that we didn't put ourselves in a bind financially. On the flip side, we're actually trying to move really quickly on this project because we have a 90-day window to return any extra and expensive tile overage. So we're working on moving somewhat quickly on this project to keep the costs in check. Sometimes we're just plain worn out, either physically or in our wallet. So we take some time off. We didn't do anything during December because our holiday demands were just too much. And so by mid-January, we were like, okay, it's time to ready, rock and roll on this bathroom, get things ordered and get it going. Okay, finally, the last thing to think about before you buy a fixer-upper, can you live with it? Can you live in a construction zone? It's a huge thing to consider. Can you live in a partially unfinished house? Can you handle construction dust on every surface? We haven't had carpeting on our stairs for 2 years. We pulled it off when we did our downstairs tile, thinking that we'd get to replacing it fairly quickly. But I feel like it was like that book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. We realized in order to finish the stairs, we have some work to finish on our main floor, like the floor of our actual main floor that connects the stairs top and bottom. So we decided to postpone it. Because we have to do that. In order to do that, we have another project we actually have to finish before. It's a serious mouse, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie situation. So we've decided to postpone it. Honestly, when we have guests who visit, we have two guest rooms in our basement. We just tell them, keep your shoes on. It's not perfect, but we still live in our house and we still invite people into our mess. Although I have been known to shove the mess behind a closet door. That's my deep, dark secret. Don't go in my closets. They're really scary. Do it yourself. It's not for the faint of heart. It's work. Sometimes it's annoying. But we've been so fortunate to sell and make truly significant investments on our past two houses. And we're hoping the same with this one. The money has allowed us then to invest those profits into purchasing a larger home. And you got it, fixing them up. So I encourage you to don't shy away from that fixer-upper. You might be able to have a great investment property that you can feel so proud of and learn new skills along the way. And I'll tell you, sometimes it's those long trainings that I tackle up, like the painting projects and the cleaning projects. Those are the ones that I like to tackle when my husband's gone, when he's out doing some training or he's gone for work. I tackle those projects that I know I can handle on all on my own from start to finish. And it feels so good to know that I'm contributing to our family in this way. So I would encourage you, give it a shot, give it a try. All right. Always you can find us Thursdays here on Facebook, where we give our military empowerment moment like I did today. We have a whole lot of fun going over on Instagram, where we have our behind the scenes and some fun reels always popping up. And you can always find us at armywifenetwork.com with our latest experienced writers and our blogs. We have some really phenomenal writers going right now, a lot of great blog posts. So check that out. And we're here for you. If you ever need anything, reach out to us. This is Jolene McNutt, your new Six correspondent here at Army Wife Network, signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.